Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On second down, Aikman looking. All kinds of time. Touchdown to Michael Irvin. His second from Aikman.
That's right. On this day, 25 years ago, Cowboys defeat the Packers. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, with a couple of touchdowns in that one. Big catches, big games in big games for number 88, probably his entire football career. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Will Chambers in for Sean once again this week. And it's time to talk with the playmaker, radio.com, sports NFL insider, Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van to find out how far an extra mile really goes. Michael, it's good to talk to you again this morning. We were just talking about Tiger. And I'm curious, did you ever cross paths, ever hang out with him being one of the stars in the 90s as well?
No, I never got a chance to hang out with Tiger. Of course, I've heard things, you know, I guess we've run across, let's call it common folk we'll call it that. Common folk. We ran across some of the same people, and of course, they would share with me about some things, but I never had, I never had the pleasure to hang out with Tiger. But
brothers in another way, so to speak.
Yeah. They just like that. But you know what's interesting? Like I wake up, right, and I see that because you see it on your timeline. This time, this many years ago, the Cowboys did this time. Man, and it's all nice to have these memories, but at the same time, these memories bring about other things. It reminds you that it's been hella long since we've been in the NFC Championship game. You know what I'm saying? It's just so I love waking up and seeing on my timeline these highlights, all catching touchdowns this long ago, but I still have to say, oh my God, it's been that long since we've been in this game. That's that bittersweet side.
You know, Mike, I'm sorry, RJ, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Very good.
This is just outside looking in, right? Because we all know that I've been living here for 6 years, okay, and when I look at the Cowboys, there's a part of me that says, yeah, it's been 25 years, but part of that is anecdotal, right? There can only be four teams that make an NFC or make a championship game in the NFL. And yeah, they have not been able to get to that final step in some of those years, but there's always a reason why you don't get to where you want to get to. And so to look at 25 years and to say that it's all one thing, or a couple of things that encompass all of them, I have a hard time buying that. When you see that or know and understand the franchise like you do, is that fair or to say, yeah, it is an overarching theme or it is more anecdotal?
Well, I can say it's definitely difficult to get it and to get it all together in the right order, in the right sequence, and at the same time. And we're seeing that right now. For a while, we had that kind of an offensive line. You know, it was the best offensive line in the league. But then there were other things that we didn't have, right? We were still growing Dak. They were early on in their years. Now, and then the offensive line gets a little older, and you know, Dak and Zeke, these guys all mature into some top talent in the league, but now we're trying to piece together an offensive line to go with that. We're trying to still find the defense, you know, so you find spurts and you find segments of it here and there, but it's so hard to get it all together. And yes, it is difficult. When I've gone on shows, I've argued with people back and forth because they want to dip into history and limit it. Well, you know, you guys haven't won in the last 25 years. I said, okay, you can't go back to history unless we go back to all the history. But I understand what they're talking about, because 25 years not being really in a significant way. I mean, we were a while ago, but not being in that area in a significant way, or being able to say, hey, we got a shot at the NFC Championship game in a significant way. Yeah, that's what's. It's hard to ultimately win it all, but let's get in the conversation. And I don't know if we've really been in the conversation in so long. That's what's hard.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday, Mike. How far away, you know, are they? If you were to look at the four NFC teams remaining, now, granted, a couple of them may have different quarterbacks in 2 years, so that's a big part of it, but. Like, truly, how far are they from the top four in the NFC? Assuming this is Dak's healthy, how far are they?
Well, and that's just it right there. That's right. You know, it's so funny because I was with Ray a couple weeks ago, and we were arguing about this. And Ray Lewis, I mean. And I said, Ray, I said, I'm willing to bet anything that we'll win before the Ravens win. You know, we'll get to a Super Bowl before the Ravens. I'll make that bet. I said, listen, dude. What's great in the NFC is about to go lay on a pillow and retire. You know, the Drew Brees and the Tom Brady. I said, what's great in the AFC, man, he just woke up. They just got here. You ain't getting past Kansas City for a long time. You see what I'm saying? You ain't get, so the Cowboys, even though you think the Ravens are closer right now, may ultimately get there before the Ravens, because in the AFC, they got stallions coming up. And in the NFC, we got stallions leaving this conference. So, yeah, you know, this thing, I do think this thing will turn around quickly, because I think even how it has played out this year, if Dan Quinn can come in and get some defense out of these guys coming up next year, and then they re-solidify that offensive line with the guys that are playing now, you'll have a shot to be right back in it next year. But it'll all be according to what we do this offseason, bringing in defensive players.
Michael Irvin joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. I definitely want to get into the conversation you had with your former teammate Troy Aikman on your podcast, but before we get to that, I do want to get your thoughts on the hiring of Dan Quinn, and you know, is that enough to change, you know, the defense? There's obvious needs for different players in certain spots, but is it as much as we think it is just based off the season that we just saw?
You know, defense is about, really, you get a good leader. You get a good guy that everybody wants to play for and knows how to push the right buttons, you can get a better defense. You can get a better defense. Now, when they hired Dan Quinn, I surely thought about this process the whole year that has gone by and said, wow, it would have been nice to have somebody that walked in here with the record that just came off the football field that did some dominating things on defense, so at least they can walk in the room when they get ready to talk to our players with some credibility, because that's one of the issues that they've had this year. You know, with players talking about what's going on with the coaches, and the coaches are a little bit out of date and everything. So you thought that they wanted somebody with unbridled credibility when they walk in the room. But you know, and Dan Quinn has had some great success on defenses and coaching defenses in this league. It just wasn't recently. So, you know, it's not about him walking in with credibility. Now he has to walk in and win the room. He has to walk in and win the room and get guys that want to play for him and turn that thing around.
Michael, how much, how big of a blank check does Jerry have to write to Kellen Moore, who's going to interview for the, well, the Eagles want to interview him for their head coaching vacancy?
Well, that's pretty interesting there. You know, that's pretty interesting. And Jerry will try to keep him, and honestly, and he should, I think he should, you know, and just for what you're talking about, Chop, for both reasons. You want to keep them to hold the tack together and hold some kind of continuity here with Dak and all of that. But if you can do both at the same time and keep him away from, your opponent right here in the same division, then that's big. That's big. Now there's some people I'm worried about. I think I'd rather him hire. I'd rather Philly hire Kellen Moore than really go and get somebody else like Eric Bieniemy off that Andy Reid staff, to be honest with you. I'd rather them hire Kellen Moore instead of him.
Michael, you talked with Troy Aikman, the Michael Irvin podcast, by the way. Find it wherever you find your podcast. And
which I haven't been a guest on for some reason. I don't know why.
Amazing.
Oh, crazy. We know the reason.
Chop, you hadn't gotten that email?
Man, I haven't gotten that email.
Oh, wow, Chop, come on, Chop. Man, my people. I had my people send your people the email. You got to get on your people.
I got to get on my people.
Maybe at the holiday season here in 2021, they can get into a candle segment on the Michael Irvin podcast and what to fill your home with. But Troy was talking about the situation in Philadelphia. And I know that what you guys talked about and said that the firing of Doug Peterson was complex, not just about the quarterback position, but he did say to you after he talked with Doug Peterson, he felt like Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, he, you know, wanted to go with Carson Wentz. And essentially Doug Peterson felt that maybe Jalen Hurts is probably better going forward. Who's right here?
Man, and you know, this is a hard one. This is a hard one. And Troy, we talked about this a little bit on MIP on the podcast, because what I said, it's like, okay, I can dig that. I can dig, he said, I'm riding with the quarterback here, even over the coach. But what is an issue is you can sell it when you're talking to the coach. The new coach, whoever he is, has to go now and sell it when he's talking to the players. And the players were the same. I mean, it wasn't no additive to it. The same players that were with Carson Wentz looked a hell of a lot different playing with Jalen Hurts. Those same players are in the locker room. Now, so if you bring in a new coach, oh, my God, Kellen Moore, I don't even know if you – there's no way Kellen Moore wants this. You bring in a new coach and you give him the directive that we are working with Carson Wentz. Now this new coach has to go in the locker room. What credibility will he have? What credibility will he have trying to march with the orders from the owner to saying Carson Wentz is our guy in the locker room? And he's a new head coach. You just I told you guys before, and I tell you again, you can lose football games in this league and still get another job. We see that every year with the hiring of coaches. But when you start losing locker rooms in this league and they find out you lost a locker room, it's hard to get another job from that standpoint. And I don't know what coach wants to walk in that locker room and sell Carson Wentz to the rest of those players with what they just saw last year.
Michael, what are you most looking forward to this weekend? Is it Ravens-Bills, the game in general? Is it the Ramsey-Devontae Adams matchup? Brady Breeze, what's your take on this weekend looking ahead?
I'm glad you gave me a little moment to bring this up, because I can't take watching some of these top dudes, I mean top dogs that we call top dogs all year, come into these playoff matchups and letting cornerbacks take them out of the game. I understand DK Metcalf is a young guy, but here is the call of your duty now. You already made your way up. Now you have to beat the top guys. Do not let Jalen Ramsey come in here and take you out of a football game. I guarantee you Devontae Adams won't. So, yes, I love those legends. Oh, my God, I just can't take it. How do I'm sitting there saying to myself when I watch it, I get caught up in it. You know what I mean? I get caught up. I was like, God, man, ain't no way in the world I'm going to let a cornerback come in and take food off my kid's table. Ain't no way in the world. You line up across from me. Son, I hurt you, son. I got to feed my kids. You better back your butt up and let me catch this ball. I'm going to hurt you. You come close to me. So I want that mentality. Devontae Adams will have that mentality this weekend going up against Ramsey. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. Because now DK Metcalf is a great athlete who moves and who can run big, strong, all that. Devontae Adams is a pure receiver. He transitions in and out of routes great with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. So I can't wait to see it. In that game, because I'm anxious to see if that defensive line like the Rams can play like they played last week, because that'll give the Green Bay Packers some trouble. And it'll give the Rams an opportunity to steal a game if they can find some offense.
Man, you brought me back. That's some I am he stuff right there that Devontae Adams needs
right,
to be bringing.
Right, man. God almighty, man. This is it, too. And I'm talking about, how you going to let somebody take you out? You're the only game on. Don't mean everybody is watching you right now. It's the playoffs. Dude, don't line up here, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Hey, man, listen. We can talk later. I can even do this new thing y'all doing. We can do the jersey swaps. As long as you let me win, but you better back your ass up right now, because I'm going to hurt you if you're trying to stop me from feeding my children.
Oh, that's good. Michael, real quick before we let you go, what was the bet with Ray?
Well, you're trying to ascertain what we bet.
What's on the line here?
I can't get in trouble with that. I can't get in trouble. But I'm holding tight to it. I'm holding tight to it. Because I know everybody thinks this may be the year. Oh, the Ravens may be the year. This may be the year for the Ravens. If it is the year for the Ravens, we'll have a hand in it, because it'll have to become through Dez Bryant. Because Marquise Brown will have to now match, even this week. Marquise going to have to match Stephon Diggs. You ain't going to run your way out of this. In this league, they're going to make you do what you don't do great to win. And you will have to show them that you can win by doing it consistently. And Dez Bryant, if Dez Bryant come alive with Marquise Brown, who has two 100-yard games, one in the first week and then one in the first playoff game, same thing he did last year, but he has to do more this year. He can't just bow out after two. He's going to need more. And then Dez is going to have to come around the corner and make some plays for Baltimore to get near it.
Love to see it. All right, there he is, Tiger Woods Eskimo brother, Michael Irvin here.
Stop
on 105.3. Have a great weekend, Michael.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.